often do you set out to do something, something that in your eyes was a really good and noble and helpful thing to do, only to fall flat on your face? And as you get up and you dust yourself off, you're left wondering, hang on, what happened there? It was a good thing. Why did God let that happen? I was speaking at a function the other night. The woman who was introducing me didn't know me, but she'd read my bio on the website and she introduced me as an action man, just judging from what she'd read about me. And to be honest, that was a pretty accurate description because I'm a guy who loves making things happen. It's just how I've been wired. It's who I am. When I set my mind on something, I decide that it's a good thing to do, I go for it. Okay, I don't always get it right, but hey, most times it works out. And at least that's the way I used to think. But the more that the love of God gets a hold of me, the more I come to grips with the grace that's mine in Jesus Christ, the more my heart aches to do His will, the more I realize that I still have this bad habit of just racing off and doing things. And I'm halfway through something, and I think to myself, I wonder what God thinks about this. Should I be doing it this way or another way, or should I even be doing it at all? Ever had that feeling? Well, here's a word for you today. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3. Turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you'll be successful. Or a translation that you may be more familiar with, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. There's a lot to be said for praying first, praying before doing. It may well be blindingly, glimpsingly obvious, but come on, be honest. How often do we just race off and do things, things that may or may not be part of God's plan, or things that need His power to succeed, but we don't stop to pray. We don't stop to ask for His help. Turn to the Lord for help in everything you do, and you will be successful. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.